Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan Republicans and Michigan Democrats held their summer nominating conventions over the weekend. Let's break them both down as we say hello to our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. And let's start by doing a coin toss, shall we? Heads, Dems, tails, GOP. And it's tails. So Republicans first. Rick Pluta, what was the big takeaway from the meetings in Grand Rapids?
One is Rick Snyder, although not surprisingly, continues to balk at endorsing Donald Trump for president. And then two, that said that this Republican convention was not the internecine fight that we've seen in past ones.
Was that the dictionary.com word of the day?
But now there are, Zoe, are there not state GOP leaders that are very unhappy with the governor for standing on the sidelines with his hands up going, I'm not going to endorse Trump.
I mean, and this is what you're seeing nationally, right? Mm. I mean, it's you know, you could say it's a microcosm or whatnot. But I mean, this is what we're seeing, right? There are Republicans who are, you know, totally Trump, have been since the primary, believe that, you know, he is going to make America great again. And then you've got the Republicans that are either kind of holding their nose and saying, well, we've got to do it, you know, because he, you know, anything's better than Hillary is often what you hear some of these Republicans. And then you've got the Rick Snyders who are like, I'm not even jumping in. And we should note, you know, also is not bad mouthing Clinton either. So, yeah, you've got Republicans that are frustrating, you know, with the governor. And but we should note, too, that, you know, the governor is sort of the, I don't want to say his rival in the Republican Party, but, you know, another big, big Republican name, Bill Schuette, also.
I think we can call him his rival in the Republican Party.
Fair enough. That's for another recent weeks. Another. Right. No, exactly.
Yeah, and Bill Schuette sort of, you know, crystallizes this, that beyond everything that Zoe just talked about, there is, in fact, a strategic divide within the Republican coalition as to whether or not the fortunes of the party rest on supporting Donald Trump and doing everything you can for the top of the ticket, you know, with the idea that that will also work for the rest of the Republican ticket, versus people who say, look, Trump is doomed and so are we if we don't find a way to distinguish ourselves from the top of the ticket. And so, you know, you're seeing that divide just among the strategic minds within the Republican Party.
I have to ask, we're going to pivot away from Trump for a minute and ask, can you explain, either one of you, how the Michigan Republican Party selected a delegate to the Electoral College who served nearly 4 years in federal prison for what has been called one of the worst accounting fraud scandals ever in 2003.
Yes, this is William Rawerdink, and he is a white-collar criminal. Went to prison, had to pay more than $250 million in restitution for his victims, and now he is a Republican.
And he was removed from the Republican State Central Committee when it was revealed that he was on it, and now the Republican Party. I mean, your question
Absolutely.
Was, can you explain it?
And
the answer is, I cannot.
No, I don't think either of us can. And here's what's, I mean, you know, I don't know if this is disingenuous or what, but a year ago when this was found out in 2015 by Chad Selesky, the Republicans were like, we didn't know. We can't believe this. We're appalled. We had no idea. And then here we are, cut to a year later. And now what he got elected to be is a Republican Electoral College vote. So that means if Donald Trump wins, he will then go
wins
on
Michigan.
And be. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
He would then go on and put this vote. And he has now been active in the 14th congressional district. So, you know, this idea that this, I don't think either of Rick and I can explain this. It's unexplainable, at least for us. But then the addition is this idea that it was, you know, gasp, we can't believe this a
clutching
year ago.
Clutching pearls.
And now here he is
with,
being
I think,
elected.
Four posts. This the being named to the Electoral College was the fourth post he's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to clutch our pearls, I guess.
Right, let's clutch pearls and keep on moving on, because I don't, you know.
let's move over to the Democrats. Zoe, what did you see as the big takeaway from the Democratic meeting?
Yeah, I mean, in what it, for the Democrats, it is all about in a presidential year is getting out the vote, right? And making sure that Democrats who are registered in Michigan, and the fact of the matter, a business about it, as an old family friend used to say, is that there are more registered Democrats in Michigan than there are Republicans. For the past six presidential cycles, Michigan has gone blue. So for Democrats in a presidential year, year. It is all about turnout, getting folks to vote, and also down ballot, that the state house, 9 seats Democrats want to turn in order to take control of the state house that they haven't since the big Republican wave in 2010. So that's where the focus was.
And is that doable, Rick Pluta, winning control?
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of interesting when, you know, we were just talking about, you know, this strategic diaspora within the Republican coalition, that the old saw used to be that Democrats have to fall in love, Republicans will fall in line. And we've seen that turned on its head in this cycle. That
someone,
you know,
really
all
smart
the
must have said that before.
All of the, you know, the Bernie Sanders supporters who were never Hillary, who were vociferously opposed to Hillary Clinton, seem to be coming home to the Democratic coalition, that we're not seeing a lot of the resentment that you might see after a hard-fought primary, one that Bernie Sanders actually won in Michigan, that the Sanders supporters saw a lot of things in the Democratic Party platform that they like. And, basically, it looks like, if this convention is any evidence of it, that by and large, they are coming home.
Well, and look, we saw the same thing with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in 08, that there's a lot of, intra-party fighting up, in the primaries, and then it's just this all-out war. And then it's suddenly just poof. I just a quick note, went to school in England for a little while, took some poli-sci classes there in high school, and they could not understand. They could not believe the idea that people of the same party, cats and dogs fighting, and then, it comes up and then everyone's back together in kumbaya. That's what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think some people wanted, to think that's not what was going to happen. It is. And I don't think it's very unusual.
So everybody kind of got to vent at the Democratic National Convention. Yeah. The Bernie supporters got their chance, but now it's
tears
together.
Shed, and now it's hugs.
Now, we are coming down to the wire in the fight over whether that Republican pass ban on straight ticket voting is going to live to fight another day. Mm-hmm. It's been shot down in the courts. If we're allowed to split our tickets, Rick, what happens to those down ballot races?
I think that the most nervous person about that particular decision is John Austin. He is a Democrat and the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. And you might remember, in the last cycle, even though we by and large saw a Republican wave at the top of the ticket, that we saw a near Democratic sweep of the state university boards, Wayne State, Michigan State, U of M, and the State Board of Education. And a lot of people believe that is because of straight ticket voting, that people just went in, they marked their ballot for the Democrats, and whereas more Republicans just stopped voting somewhere around state representative, more votes got counted on that. So we'll see how that turns out. But if the ban is upheld, then the challenge for Democrats becomes convincing their base not just to get out, but to stick it out through the entire ballot. Mm-hmm. And that could be pretty lengthy in some cases.
Absolutely.
All right, It's Just Politics, team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. As always, such a pleasure to have you on Stateside. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Glad to do it.